shit of a week that I've been having, though.
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, so I'm dealing with this motherfucker who, like, I've contracted to do some design work for me. So he's doing some labels for me. And
the guy for your biscuits.
Yes. And okay. Two stickers or whatever. And I get the date when it's supposed to be done. He's giving me the runaround. The date has come and passed. It's the next day, and I'm like, this motherfucker has defrauded me.
Fraud!
I haven't got any of my products, and I'm just livid. And I'm thinking about it because I'm presenting products, and, you know, I'm not trying to look like a joker, and I've paid you almost $300 for stuff.
Okay, so you need labels and what else?
Stickers, just swag.
Okay.
But anyway, this is last Wednesday, okay? So I'm like, fuck this. I call my banks. I was like, oh my God, I've been defrauded on social
you
media.
You called him?
Yeah,
you called the bank.
I called my banks and I was like, I'm disputing these charges. And they're like, okay, bitch, here's your money. And I was like, thank you.
What?
Yes.
And they didn't like call him or nothing?
They sent him a letter. So
did he contact you?
Hang on. So I'm on the phone with bank number two because like it was like almost $300 and I was like, I'll give you a deposit here and then I'll pay you the rest later. So it was on two different cards. And so as I'm on the bank on the phone, he's like sending me messages on Instagram. And I was like, call me. And then like I finished everything up with the bank. The girl was like, do you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and move forward. She's like, I hope they get him, girl. It's like, okay, thanks. Because he hasn't given me my stuff. He promised me
But have you been in contact with
him? I had been in communication with him. He told me my items were going to be done last week on Monday or Tuesday. I was like, all right, cool. I'm jazzed up. I'm just so excited. And Friday, I was like, okay, so when are my items going to be done? He was like, Monday, Tuesday. I was like, all right, fine. So it's Sunday evening, and I was like, okay, so is tomorrow the day? And I don't hear from him. And then it's Monday, and I was just like, hey, am I getting my products? Are they in? Nothing. Tuesday. Hello. I've got like the eye emojis. Like, what's up?
I'm watching you, bitch.
And nothing. No response.
Oh my God.
And so I was just like, what the fuck? I go to my emails because I paid this man. And so I call the number and it's just like a voicemail message or whatever. I send emails. He's not responding to me. So that's what I'm thinking.
He just absconded with your money.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, because I don't fucking know you. So I called the banks, and he called me. He finally calls me on Wednesday, 2 hours after I told him to call me, and I tell him, what's up? I was like, hey, man, what the fuck? Like, you're ducking and dodging me. I've already called my banks. What's up? And he was like, oh, there's one package out to be delivered today, and then I don't, like, your labels haven't been shipped yet. And then another package of stickers is going to be sent or whatever. He's like, but I'm going to have some stickers tonight, I'm pretty sure. I was like, well, you let me know. Once you confirm with me that I'm going to get my shit, I'll call the bank and I'll tell them I'm crazy. That's what I said.
I'll tell them I'm crazy.
I said those words. And so,
I'll tell them I'm crazy.
It's the end of the day. He's communicating with me on Instagram. He's like, oh, well, you could always call me or text me on this number. So I'm texting on his number. Anyway, I get my shit Wednesday night. Yeah? The next day, I call the bank. So I was like, hey, it's fine. He's communicating with me. He's like, okay, well, your stuff is going to be in this week for sure. Friday rolls around, and I'm just like, hey, bro.
Wait, okay. Here's why I'm confused. You ordered him to design.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the fuck does he do? Does he contract out the design to someone else?
So he does the design work, but he doesn't have his own printers. So yes, he has to send the work out to be printed.
Okay.
So apparently he's getting his shit from LA. I said, dude, I'm in LA. Let me go get it. Like, what's up?
Yeah,
I'm trying to
go pick that shit up.
I'm being
we don't
so
have
flexible.
To pay shipping. Like,
I'm being
hell?
So like forgiving. Jamal's like, fuck them.
Right.
Eric's like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Get somebody else. And like, oh, but like this time has been wasted and I'm really excited about the work.
Right.
Because any sane person would be like, why are you still dealing with this person? But
right.
The work that's been done and the time that's been wasted it's invaluable. Like it's
okay, so you like his work
mm-hmm.
but you don't like his timelines.
I don't like his communication skills at all. I don't like the way he runs business. And if you can't, and I was like, just be real with me. If you can't, if you don't know, say you don't know. Just keep me in the loop. Let's communicate.
Right.
Okay. This was last Wednesday. Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
The following fucking week, I've got no products. He's like, I feel like I'm his girlfriend and I'm stalking him because I'm calling him, I'm texting
maybe
him.
Maybe his ex.
Hey, can we meet up? Hey, can I get my stuff? Hey, hey.
That's an ex relationship.
Dude, I'm saying like, I'm having quite the week and I want to call the banks again. And just
hey, so I'm not crazy and this guy's fucking me.
I'm saying like he communicated with me on Saturday or Sunday. He's like, oh, I'm helping my mom unpack a truck. I'll be back Monday morning.
Okay, but what does that have to do that, with what that you're...
no fucking thing to do with my, like, my
that,
shit.
What is that? Did you already do the design?
Nothing.
Then what does that have to do with anything?
Give me my shit. Give me my shit. Give me my shit. That's all I want. Can I have my shit? That's it. Anyway, that's my week. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, my week is that I am trying to sell these ads on this newspaper, and people act like buying an ad is giving their fucking firstborn to fucking Moses or whoever, to fucking Pharaoh, whoever, to fucking sacrifice. All I'm asking for literally is $65 for you to put your fucking business name and phone number and what you do on a piece of paper. That's it.
I've got an event for you that I'm going to be a part of, and I'm going to tell you about it, and it's pretty awesome.
Well, I'm actually going to do an event as well, but it's on Thursday, and...
Next Thursday?
It's old people. It's a, I'm going to go and see if they want to place an ad or hire a copywriter, or, I'm sorry, a blog writer, business writer for their company. It's what do you call it? Comfort keepers. They're like home health aides.
Interesting.
So hopefully that works out. And then just got to sell ads for this paper.
Well, I think you should come to the, it's like the Pamper Pooch event of some sort.
And you bring a dog and they like massage your dog.
Massage my dog.
Massage my dog.
Could you massage my dog?
Please. My dog needs a massage.
It's called VIP Pamper Pooch Day on February 27th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Where's that at?
It is at...
8 to 6? That's a long fucking time.
Yeah, it's at Pet Nutrition Centers in Lancaster on Sierra Highway and Avenue K. And it's at North Valley Veterinary Center. And PNC is the Pet Nutrition Center, so they sell healthy, you know, healthy foods for your dogs.
What day is the 27th?
It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
From 8 to 6?
8 to 6.
Jesus.
You bring your dog. No, washing your dogs for free. They're doing free dog washes and Beauty's Biscuit.
And grooming? Are they doing grooming?
I think so.
We can take Ginger.
Let's do this.
And Bruno.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell Giovanni he's sick from school that day.
Yeah, I want to take Beauty Lee and Nora Jones. So we are going.
Okay.
But, and Beauty's Biscuits is bringing pupcakes.
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 What the fuck is a pupcake? That's awesome.
I'm providing dog-safe treats.
Okay, cool.
For the event.
That's cool. Okay, cool.
So, that's how I roll, man.
Oh, my God. What in the fuck? Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Dude, there's nothing fresher than wine from the closet.
I'm like, wait, you're going, wait, what?
Yeah, so this, I'll just rack it really quick. And then we could have some wine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what you call fresh wine made from the closets. God,
that's hilarious.
Why don't you...
That's one of those, like, wait, you're going... Where are you going? The closet? Huh? What? Wine in
tell
the closet.
Tell them what you saw, and then when you're done, you can...
Oh, my God.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get some more.
Yeah, so I'm like, do you have any wine?
Tell them where we are.
She goes to the closet.
This is our new studio.
She goes to the guest room fucking closet. The guest room closet. I'm like, hey, where are you going? Hey, let me see if I have any wine that's ready. She goes to the guest room closet, opens the fucking closet. There is a fucking still in the closet and bottles of wine. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Miss Winery up in here. The Winery of Rosemond is in the house. Fucking... wine in the house.
All right, Brandy. Okay, so okay.
So we're gonna talk about Anna Delvey, aka the Soho Grifter, who was actually born Anna Sorkin. So this chick, she's got quite a story. And actually, like, during researching her, I was just like, oh my god, this is, I got a headache. So, if you're familiar with her, you might want to fill in some gaps at the end, especially.
She's a hot mess express.
Right, she really is. Okay, so Anna Delvey was born Anna Sorkin in Russia on January 23rd, 1991. So she's a true millennial.
Bitch.
Her family moved from Russia to Germany when she was 16. So she is considered to be Russian-German. So in 2018, she was charged with multiple counts of grand larceny because she scammed wealthy business people, a bunch of hotels, and banks.
When was this?
That was last year, 2018.
Okay.
That was when she was charged.
Okay.
So she graduated from high school in 2011, and her classmates describe her as a quiet girl who had some difficulty with the German language.
Because she went to a German school.
Because, yeah, she when she was 16, they moved to Germany. So she had
from
to,
Russia.
Right.
Okay.
So she had to go to school and learn German. And Russian and German, like, they're completely different languages.
Yeah, Russian's like, you know,
blah, 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 blah,
right.
Blah. And German is more
like, das wunderbar. That's like, you're wonderful.
No, wunderbar. That's wunderbar. That's German.
Right. But then Russian's like,
blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I think German is more like a guttural language. And they're like, blah, 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 blah. Like, they speak from their, like, throats.
Okay.
Germans are more like, oh, blue, blue, blue. Like, they speak from more of the front of their mouth.
Blue, blue, blue.
Yeah, like, if you like, talk about, like, Bostonians and Californians, Californians speak from the front of their mouth.
Okay.
Bostonians speak from their, like, from the back of their mouth, from their, like,
yeah.
their throat, like, oh, their jaw. They open their whole mouth to talk. While Californians are more like, blue, blue. Like, we don't open our whole mouth to talk.
Well, I'm pretty good at detecting an accent. You know, depending on where the person's from.
Yeah.
So I'm good with having accents as well. It's a talent of mine.
Alrighty. So, so anyway, so she graduated from high school in 2011, and then she moved to London to go to school at an art school, but she dropped out, and then she went back to Germany, and she worked as an intern for a PR firm. Then she moves to Paris and interns at a French fashion art culture magazine called Purple. And that's when she changed her name to Delvey. So she went from Anna Sorokin to Anna Delvey.
Okay. What does Delvey have to do with anything? Do we know?
She changed her name. Maybe it just sounded more
this
appealing.
It sounds prettier.
It sounds more hoity-toity. Sorokin or Delvey.
A world traveler.
Mm. So
she's got that jet set lifestyle.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, so she came over here sometime between 2011, 20 whenever, and 2013. Because in 2013 was when she managed to somehow get herself a place at the Magnesis Loft.
Oh, fucking Magnesis guy.
Right, at the Magnesis Loft.
Motherfucking Billy
that was,
McFarlane.
Yeah, that was, a part of the perks of Magnesis.
Yes.
And
Billy
McFarlane.
I learned about that.
Yeah, so she ended up staying there for 4 months. They tried to get her to leave. She would not leave.
They had to, move in.
They had to move. They moved from the loft to a townhouse. That's what made her leave.
Right, because they were like, okay,
yeah,
we gotta fucking move because this bitch won't leave.
She won't
leave.
She's
a squatter.
Right.
I bet she, invoked squatter's rights. Like, she had some
probably
fucking mail sent there for her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And she's like, I live here.
This is my fucking
Billy
loft.
Billy said I could stay here.
This is my fucking loft. I live here.
Call Billy. Billy is in fucking Bahamas.
This was 2013, so this was before.
Way before.
Way before.
Ooh, okay.
This was during the Magnesis period where, they realized, oh, this fake black card doesn't fucking work.
Okay.
and this is a scam. And so, yeah, this was like during that time where he needed to come up with a new business venture before he decided, before people figured out he was a fucking fraud.
Interesting.
So,
can we talk about like how she conned her friends?
Hold on, we're gonna get there.
Just I know you on. Have a.
Hold on. Let me tell you some stuff about Anna, for a sec.
Okay.
So, she changed her name to Dovey, and she somehow she came up with this idea to create an arts club mm-hmm. in Gramercy Park.
Yep.
Called the Anna Dovey Foundation. Which would have included restaurants, a juice bar, a bakery, some artwork, and some pop-up shops, right? So, she and herself, she managed to come up on lots of money somehow and con a bunch of people in hotels and blah, blah, blah. So, she was, you know, wearing designer clothes, she went to the most exclusive parties, and she was at all the NYC hotspots. She claimed to be worth about $60 billion. And she, one of the counts, because she became, later in 2018, became indicted on several counts of grand larceny, she provided falsified documents to get a multi-million dollar loan. So, basically $22 million?
Million. Nobody's loaning out billions of dollars.
$22 million.
To a little girl.
From a bank. And they said that they'd give her the loan if she provided $100,000 to cover their legal and their due diligence fees. I'm sorry. If you're doing due diligence, you're not charging somebody to do due diligence. You know why you do due diligence?
I don't even know what due diligence is.
Due diligence is when you look into a person. You look into their background.
Oh, if they're doing their due diligence. Got it.
Right. You look into their background. If necessary, you look into their financials. Right. You look into their story to make sure they're not bullshitting you.
Correct.
Before you... With newspapers, due diligence means that the person, your source is not some bullshit ass liar who's just coming to you to try to freaking come up or to try to bring some sort of shame on another person. That's what due diligence is for journalism. For banks, it's to make sure that motherfucker has the money that you're gonna fucking loan them later on.
But like, I think they also use I think what a lot of these con artists prey on is that people aren't doing their fucking jobs, that they aren't doing the background checks, that like, you know, that $35-$50 background check you get charged when you rent an apartment or a place or a home or something like that. Half of the time, they're not even running that check. They're just pocketing that money.
I know. And that's why when I come to them and I'm like, hey, I've got my fucking background check, my credit score, my this, my that. They're like, oh, no, we have to do our thing. I'm like, no, you don't. It's right here. Have it for you right here.
No,
we have to do our thing. And we have our own company that we go through.
My money.
Excuse me. I am doing the work for you and you're still saying no to me? Money-grubbing motherfucker.
No.
Oh my god, I had just went to, when I moved to Cal City, like, this realtor, and I won't mention their names, but they're like, oh yeah, before we can even show you, we have to do a background check. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't want to do a background check with you, because I don't even know if I want to rent from you.
Yeah,
show me the property first. They're like, no, we do their background check first. Well, okay.
That makes no sense. I mean, maybe they want to make sure that you are...
Nope.
I don't think a background check...
That's not how things work.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Moving on.
These people that I rent from now, they're like, she let me provide all of my documentation.
Because she wanted to make it work, and she wasn't trying to run from fucking con.
Exactly.
That's what it all is. It's a fucking con. Did you know there are con women out there?
Yeah, called Anna Delvey.
This bitch.
This called Anna Delvey.
I know, but
Anna Sorokin / Delvey.
Well, we're going to talk about in a minute, when we're done talking about this bitch, Anna, and her lies and her deceit is the confidence queen.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about her. I don't know who she is, so that gives me some...
I'm going to whisper it. The confidence queen.
Okay. Yeah. The queen of confidence. let's talk about her as soon as I'm finished with this... Dumb whore.
Ooh.
So anyway, I won't say whore because there was no mention of sex anywhere. Any information I found about her, none of that had anything to do with sex. However,
this dumb hoe.
So she got the hundred $1,000 that they were asking of her to provide for her $22 million loan. She got the $100,000 from a loan from another bank. She got the loan from another bank to cover the due diligence and legal fees for another bank.
So she got the money from Peter to pay Paul.
Exactly.
Got it.
So she ended up, during her course of bullshit, she deposited $160,000 in bad checks into a bank account and transferred $70,000 of that money from the bad check bank account to a different bank account so that she could use to pay hotels and private jets and buy clothes, right?
Listen, obviously, these are not the kind of problems we have.
Oh, no. I have yet to find a bank that's going to just loan me $100,000 for anything. Okay? Let alone tell me they need $100,000 from me to front me $22 million. Please show me to this bank because I will gladly front $100,000 from some scammed money from another fucking bank. Please show me this bank.
Show me said bank.
Please.
Make
an introduction.
There's probably somebody that was on the inside on that too, though. Maybe let it slide through.
Can I get a loan officer in my pocket?
I'm just saying. Obviously, I don't have these type of issues. Like, you know, I am a 36-year-old grown ass woman with children and a mortgage. In the desert.
In the fucking desert. Where shit is cheap.
I'm in the desert, man. So,
yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, I was thinking that too. Like, how did she convince? So, first of all, convince.
She told these people she was worth $60 million.
Right.
Billion, I'm sorry. $60 billion.
Oh, yeah. And then she had someone act as her, like, her legal advisor, her counsel or some shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is how her whole world came crumbling down.
Ooh, yeah.
She decided to... Her visa was coming up to expire.
Oh.
So she had to renew her visa, her ESTA visa. Okay. I didn't look up what ESTA means.
It's actually... When you enter the country, you have 6 months to leave or not to leave. If she has a visa, that means she was permitted a certain period of time here. Jamal's first year here, like when we got married, he had like, I think they gave him 2 years.
Okay.
And then after that, we had to get an extension. And now he officially has his permanent resident card.
Okay. But what's ESTA? What does that mean?
She had to go. I don't know.
Okay. Well, she had her ESTA fucking visa.
Okay.
And it was coming up, I guess, to expire, so she had to...
Oh, it's probably a student visa.
Reset her visa.
It's probably a student visa.
And she had to reset it.
Okay.
So she decides, instead of going back to Germany, she wants to take a fucking trip to somewhere warm. So she says, let's go to Morocco. And she decides to take her friend... One of her only friends called Rachel Deloche Williams. Now, Rachel Deloche Williams works for Vanity Fair in the photo department, okay? She works in the photo department. She's not a writer.
The department of photo.
She's not a writer. She's not a photographer. She's not an editor. She works in the photo department, which means that she's making among the minimum of the people who work at Vanity Fair. And people don't understand this, but when you work at a magazine, you're not getting paid thousands of dollars a month.
Wow. It's just glamorous.
You get to meet celebrities.
But in the Devil Wears Prada, old girl was poor.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. You get to touch expensive clothes.
Ooh.
And if you get in with the people in the high-ups in the magazine, then you get to wear the expensive clothes.
Okay.
But you can never afford to actually buy those clothes.
I don't care. I can't fit the clothes anyway.
Right. That's another thing. That's a whole other area.
Let's talk about the lies they tell us when we're putting these fucking pants on.
That is a whole other
topic. Let's talk about that shit. How come three different types of pants, the same motherfucking size, all fit different?
Yeah.
Why?
So that's a whole other section.
Lies.
of exactly dividing a whole other section of lies. We'll go into that in another episode.
Put a pin in that.
But hey, for now,
remind me, please.
Rachel Deloche fucking Williams works in the photo department, which means that at the most, she's making maybe $25 an hour.
Okay. At the most.
She lives in New York in an apartment.
I think that's more than I make an hour.
In a studio apartment.
Okay.
In New York.
That's like, what, 50? Okay.
That's a studio apartment in New York.
No.
She's costs sharing that. About, yeah, yeah, about maybe 45, 5 grand.
A month.
4,500 to 5 grand a month.
A month.
Okay.
And it depends on the area.
And it depends on the fucking area.
Yeah.
It depends on if you have a roommate. And if you're in a studio, you don't want a fucking roommate.
Shit, sometimes you gotta live, you know? You gotta live to live.
Okay, friends didn't tell you how challenging it was to live in a 2-bedroom apartment. That was a trick. They had glamorous fucking lives for the lives they were actually fucking living.
Right, rent control. Those motherfuckers had rent control.
Carrie Bradshaw had rent control.
Rent control.
Okay, that's how she afforded all those fucking shoes.
Yeah, Monica had her grandmother's apartment in her grandmother's name.
Thank you.
She had rent control.
Thank you.
Because, baby.
Because, yeah. If you were a normal person,
above
your
central,
fucking rent...
Above Central Perk.
Went up every fucking month. Or, I'm sorry, every fucking year. Yes. And you were, like, literally eating fucking breadcrumbs to figure out how you were going to pay your fucking rent.
Dude, you're selling shit on eBay? That's what I used to get down with. I used to sell my DVDs on
eBay.
Okay,
and that was what, Oakland? That was Oakland
that
living.
That was Oakland.
That was Oakland living, motherfuckers. Okay?
We fell in DVDs.
Okay. So, New York versus Oakland. That's like 3 times the amount.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, she works in the photo department. Somehow, she and fucking this goddamn Anna Delvey meet.
Oh, okay.
They become fast friends.
They cross paths.
They're hanging out all the time, hello, having fun. Anna's picking up the bill left and right.
I fucking love Anna.
Oh my god, I love you. You're my best friend.
Anna, let me pay.
Don't worry about it. I got it.
Are you sure?
I got it.
Girl, let me just
pay. I got it. Okay. You'll get the next one.
Okay,
you're right. Okay. So, Anna decides, I want to go to Morocco because I got to reset my visa. I don't want to go to Germany. Let's go somewhere warm. Rachel's like, okay. And it's like, I'll pay for you. And it's like, okay.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
I mean, Rachel's like, yeah, let's do it.
Morocco,
Anna decides,
my friend's paying for me.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
Anna decides, I'm also going to take my personal trainer and I'm going to take that guy that works in the fucking photo department with you. He's a photographer, videographer. I'm going to take him because I want to do a documentary on what it's like to open up my fucking Anna Delvey fucking, what's it called?
Foundation.
I want to document what that's like.
In Morocco?
I want to document what it's like. And I just want to have somebody around so I can know what it's like to be in front of the camera all the time.
She's full of shit. You know what? You
yes.
know what this sounds like? That the fucking con queen of Hollywood, that open case mm-hmm. where she gets people to go to like an exotic place and spend all kinds of fucking money.
Okay.
That's what that sounds like.
Well, that's what she did. And so she was like, yeah, let's take that video guy too.
Okay.
And we're gonna go. This fucker's gonna be videographering my shit.
Videographer my shit.
Videographing, videographering, videoing it.
Yeah.
However you wanna call it. He's going to be. So just so I know
he's
what it's like to have a camera
it.
All the time.
He's
yeah.
documenting it.
So, so that I know what it's like to have a camera in front of me all the time, right? So Rachel's like, okay, cool. Well, some fucking bullshit happens. And there's some sort of mix-up, snafu, error, whatever you'd like to call it.
Okay.
Rachel has to put the fucking tickets on her Amex.
It's because that bitch Anna Delvey cannot get a credit card
Hold
in
on.
Her fucking name.
Hold on. Rachel puts the shit on her fucking Amex! Anna had some sort of issue, and so, can you just pay him? Can you put on your Amex payment?
No, girl, I ain't got that kind of
I'll pay you back. I promise I'll pay you back. So she pays. She's like, okay, sure.
Anna, I'm really nervous about
this. She puts the shit. She's like, okay, I'll put it on my Amex. Rachel uses her fucking Amex, and she's used to doing this because at fucking Vanity Fair, she might have to travel. She might have to put it on her card, but the magazine will always reimburse her.
Got it.
Because that's what it's like.
Okay.
They're like, you need to go here now.
That makes sense. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You need to go here now, pay for it, we'll reimburse you.
True.
Okay. She's fine with that because she's used to that.
Okay.
So, Rachel goes to fucking Morocco. And it's Marrakesh, Morocco. So they go to Marrakesh, right? Mm-hmm. And
Marrakesh.
Yeah, they and basically Rachel ends up paying for all kinds of fucking shit.
Yes.
Okay. It end up like being like
dinners and rooms and room service, and they're staying in a $7,000 room a night, right?
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
She ends up paying, like, Anna books a tour. a tour somewhere.
Bitch, I ain't going on your tour.
They have to pay for the tour, and Anna's like, oh, something happened with the funds, but I will get you back. So, Rachel's like,
Okay.
And look, Rachel's like,
okay.
Not like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take care of it for you. She's like, okay. Like, not even like, yeah, I got this, I can take it. It's like, oh, so okay, yeah, I think it's, we'll put it on my card.
I think it's like,
yeah, like I don't want to, and I really can't afford it, but okay.
Oh my god, that's fucking,
to a rape. Point where it's like asking, okay,
it's financial rape. And you know what, financial abuse is real. And it's just like, oh, well, all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, financial abuse is real.
Okay, so, So, this is what happens, right? They go to Morocco. This bitch, she pays for a bunch of, she wants a bunch of tours. Like, she's like, I need these spices. I need all of these spices. Right? Why do you need all these fucking spices, bitch? You don't even have a fucking house to cook in. What do you need all these spices for?
Look at the, wait, isn't that why fucking Columbus crossed the ocean? For motherfucking spices.
Okay, Queen fucking Anna Maria, whatever the fuck her name was, Katrina, whatever the fuck, whoever the fuck, the Queen of Spain wanted some fucking spices.
That's why
Columbus's
she was,
dumb fucking ass,
yeah,
decided to go to India and ended up in the fucking Bahamas and the fucking Caribbean, trying to find some spices from East India, and then ended up raping a bunch of fucking people over there.
Oh, we're
fucking them out of their country.
We're getting real.
For some spices that didn't exist in that country.
Wow.
Okay.
Hashtag facts.
Yeah. Hashtag Columbus is bullshit.
Didn't we cancel that holiday?
Girl, please. No, don't. But let's, we'll talk about Columbus's fraud later in another episode.
Let's put a pin in that.
Okay. So.
Tweet me.
Anadelphi needs some fucking spices. Bitch needs some fucking spices.
Bitch needs some spices.
I need these spices. So she's like, I need these spices. I need this and that. She fucking commissions like two dresses be made by a dressmaker over in fucking Morocco. And she's like,
and there's spices.
I wanna buy one for you, Rachel.
Really?
And so she like, Rachel's like, just like, using the fucking, like, racks at this fucking place. So, they get back to the hotel, and two dudes pull up, and they're like, hey, bitch, we need to talk to you.
Ooh!
They don't say it in those words.
Roll up.
I'm just saying.
Yo.
They say it in those words. They,
you like, know that look.
They pull up, these two dudes in Morocco, two menacing-looking fucking dudes in Morocco. And you can imagine, they grab her by the arm, they tick her a second.
Yeah, they're like, we need to talk to you.
Hey.
So they go to her room.
Good, Nicole.
And they're standing there. And Rachel's meanwhile like, do you guys want some water? Would you like something to eat? And they're like, no.
Looking like goons. The two goons rolled up. That's
they're
what
like,
happened.
We don't need any of that shit. Go away.
Go sit your ass down before you get some
too. She dismisses herself and they're like, you owe us some money. So Anna is like, she goes to Rachel. She's like, we're supposed to, my money got held up, my inheritance, my this, my that, and she's like, I'll pay you back. The fucking and money ends up going on fucking Rachel's credit card.
So who were the goons?
Dudes that work for the hotel who were like,
oh,
you cannot afford. our money.
Because she didn't have a credit card on file with them. That's what she was doing.
She didn't have a credit card, number one. And number two, whatever card she was putting everything on a debit card. That debit card, she knew, was going to be declined. So, even though it says Visa debit, you have to have money in that motherfucker to work.
Duh.
She knew there was no money. So it got declined, and they were like, we need you to put some fucking money, because you have, she's spending money on tours.
Yeah.
She's spending money on
spices,
on restaurants. She's spending money on fucking just bullshit, because that's what she does. She just spends money.
I don't get it. Like, what makes a person get to this point where they just want to fucking just do this dumb shit? Like, you trying to get us killed.
Oh, my God. So.
You trying to get me killed.
She puts all this shit on her credit card. Meanwhile, every charge that's going on her credit card is more than she makes in a fucking year.
That's what she said. That's more than I make in a fucking year.
More than she makes in a fucking year. It totaled more than fucking, she says $62,000. Anna's like, I will wire you $70,000. Like, basically, Rachel leaves. Rachel fucking leaves. She leaves Morocco before the trainer does.
Smart girl. Take your ass home.
Actually, no. The trainer left. The trainer left before because she was like, I'm having stomach issues. I can't. She left.
She's shitting all over the place.
The trainer left. But the videographer were there. Anna was there. And Rachel was there. Rachel left before Anna and the videographer left.
Okay.
So, she leaves. Right?
That's the sound of Brandy turning over her massive notebook.
Yes, I'm turning over my notes because I got lots of them, right?
She does. So,
and this, the majority of this comes from Rachel's own fucking story that she wrote in Vanity Fair. Anna Very Fair. Check out that magazine. It's
so,
awesome.
My closet wine packs a punch. Mm.
It's a hidden punch.
All right. So, effervescent.
Okay. Effervescent?
Effervescent?
It's effervescent with an F.
Not with a P?
No. Pepper. So, she leaves, right? Thinking, okay, Anna's going to reimburse me. Anna's like, I'm going to wire you $70,000. Everything's
Sweet.
Covered. And meanwhile, Rachel's like, wait a minute. That means that the fucking charges are still on my fucking card. Like, you're not taking the charges from my card and putting them on another card. You're basically leaving that shit on my card.
For me to fucking pay.
For me to pay off. Which means that I still have to pay that fucking shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she keeps, like, this is happening, right? Finally, Anna gets back into town. But Rachel's like, okay. Anna tells her, hey, I'm back in town, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay, that's cool. So, fucking Rachel, for some reason, keeps putting up with not getting paid for this fucking money. Like, for weeks.
See? And it's this.
Uh-huh. And Anna's like, oh, well, you know,
it's listening.
My inheritance is being held up.
She won't give me my money. It's bullshit.
My money.
It's bullshit.
This is not my fault.
I get it. It's bullshit. And guess what? That's why I've been chasing this motherfucker around for a fucking week.
Some fraud shit.
Because I just want my
stuff.
You feel
like it's fraud.
Yeah, I just want my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be done with it. But I've already contracted someone else to do the stuff, and I'm getting new stamps.
So you found a new vendor.
Fuck yeah. Fuck that motherfucker. You think I'm going to fucking sit on you?
What?
You think you're going to dull my shine?
Who?
Hell no.
What?
Yeah. Thursday. Come Thursday.
Oh
anyway.
Okay.
But it's just like you wanna make it work, and you're like, okay, Anna, I still want to keep this relationship. I think you're a good
friend.
Well,
they were friends. Like,
I think you're a friend, but like, when money gets involved, it gets so hairy. Like, I do not like to lend friends money. I do not like to borrow money. Once money gets involved, it is hairy.
Well, okay, so let's check this out, right? I mean, and they were friends. They were friends before the trip.
Yeah.
They were friends for, and then I'm going to say weeks. I'm going to say they were friends for weeks because
weeks.
This chick just blew into this woman's life. Like, okay. Anna Delvey just blew into Rachel's life and was
Hurricane,
like, I'm paying for your drinks.
Hurricane Anna.
I'm paying for this. We're going over here. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for everything.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, yes. Let me just take advantage of all this fucking free shit you're going to make.
Thanks.
So.
When you know, look at, when it's too good to be true.
Right?
It's a fucking fraud.
Welcome to Black World, bitch. So. Now. So she keeps putting up with the fucking not getting paid for weeks. Okay. She gets excuse after excuse from Anna. And she's like, she goes to work. People are like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Bitch looks crazy. She's pale. Her fucking hair is like sticking up like fucking drop dead Fred.
She's sick.
Bitch looks crazy.
She's sick. She's
frazzled. She is frazzled. She cannot function at work. What's the matter, Rachel?
Brandy.
Do you need a break?
Brandy.
Are you okay?
Brandy. Her fucking 70,000 pales in comparison to my 300, but my motherfucking eye has been twitching like all week.
And that's what it's like, motherfucker. You stress. Work for your dollars. Stress. And when somebody tries to take your shit,
oh my
you
gosh.
Will fucking break some shit over it, okay?
Oh, man.
So... A month after the trip to Morocco, Anna calls Rachel. She's like, hey, I've got a cashier's check for you. Rachel's like, okay. She doesn't believe it. She's like, fuck, I'm skeptical about this fucking shit. So she just decides to show up at the fucking hotel, which she is now staying at the fucking Beckman Hotel because the W Hotel, which she was staying at before, is all booked up, apparently. Or actually, it wasn't the W, it was another hotel.
The W.
The whatever hotel it was that she was staying in before was all booked up. So now she's staying at the Beckman, which is a cheaper hotel. Right? So, fucking Rachel shows up and she's like, where's the check?
Rachel.
Yeah. She's like, where's the fucking check?
Can I have my money?
And it's like, oh my god, I can't find this check. She's looking under fucking everything. Bitch. She's looking under her fucking clothes. Paper. Like, she, and Rachel shows up and there's paper.
Performance.
Yeah, there's shit everywhere in this hotel room. Like, she's got papers
worthy.
Everywhere, clothes everywhere, envelopes everywhere. Fucking Anna's like, I can't find it.
Oh my god. Shuffle.
So, listen. She's like, oh, it must be in the fucking, the Tesla that I drove here from upstate New York. Let me call them. She calls the fucking Tesla dealership.
I'm gonna call a Tesla.
Barks at them. They don't have the check.
Hey.
She calls her attorney's office.
Hey.
She's like, he's gotta have it. He's gotta have the check.
Someone took my check. Bitch, you fucking lying. Listen here. I talk to people on the phone all the time that I know are about that bullshit. I'm like, oh, okay, what's your credit card? Oh.
They're flipping papers.
Flipping papers. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I can't find my card.
Why is it in papers?
I sent you some papers. Let me look.
Why is it in papers?
It's in this closet. Hold on. It's where I keep all my tax information. Kids' birth certificates are in here. I'm sorry. Let me flip through those.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. It's my marriage certificate. Hold on a second. Let me find them.
Bitch.
Oh, wait. No. Oh, this is my mom's death certificate.
Listen, they got you on the phone for 15 minutes, and they're like, I can't find the card. I guess I'm just going to have to call back. Fuck you. Don't call here anymore.
Do I have time for that bullshit?
Let me shuffle through all these pieces of paper.
What does that do?
You're putting
all that does is fucking make me angry. So anyway,
it's a spectacle,
motherfucker. I don't need your acting antics. If you could act, you'd be in movies.
Oh man,
bitch.
There's tears coming from my face.
Anyway,
that's hilarious.
So after all the searching and rifling through papers, calling banks, calling fucking Tesla dealership.
Oh my God, where's this car?
Calling the lawyers.
The
they're
check.
Like, oh, well,
write me another check,
I don't
bitch.
Have the check.
Oh, it's got your
they're
check.
Going to drop off the check tomorrow. So Rachel's like, bitch.
Why did you even waste my time?
Rachel's like this. This is how Rachel's doing. She's like, okay. You want to fuck around, I'm going to stick with your ass all day. Because she showed up unannounced, right? So she's like, oh, okay. We going to play games?
We going to play
well,
games?
Well, I'm not going nowhere.
I'm sticking
so
with you.
So she's like, oh, you have a hair appointment? I'll go with you.
Me too.
Oh, you got something to do? I'm going with
but
you.
But listen, if
she
you're
she went everywhere.
Listen, okay, bump that check for 70K. Okay, I can't get that shit till tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
You getting your hair done? I'm getting my hair done, too.
Exactly.
Cash me out
exactly.
right now.
She was like, we're going to the salon together. You need your nails done? Okay, we're going over there.
Won't you meanwhile, go ahead and hand me that money?
Meanwhile, Rachel's, like, making business calls, answering emails and shit. She's, like, trying to, like, ignore Anna to the best of her ability. But she's more like, she's like, I got this eye on your bitch ass. And I'm answering emails with this eye. So make sure you know I ain't going nowhere. So, like, at 11 p.m., she's like, bitch. Like, they go back to the hotel, and she's like, obviously, ain't no check coming.
That's messed up.
But Anna's like, I'll have the check for you tomorrow. It's going to be dropped off. So, Rachel comes back at 11 a.m., Anna then bounced. Anna's like, oh, well, she coming early. I'm going to leave earlier.
Oh,
so she gets there at 11. Out. Mm. Yeah, she gets there at 8, and, no, I'm sorry, she gets to the hotel at 11, and, She leaves the hotel that day,
mm-hmm.
after following Anna's dumb fucking ass around, going everywhere with her. She leaves at 11 p.m., comes back at 8 in the morning the next day. Anna's gone.
Anna's a bitch.
Anna is gone.
Guess what, guys? Anna's a terrible friend, and just cut her loose.
This is what finally made it click to her that Anna was, like, on some bullshit.
Cut that bitch loose. Cut her loose.
Right? It fucking clicks finally. Anna is a scammer. So she starts doing her own investigation. She's like, okay, well, motherfucker, this bitch is obviously not who she says she is. So she leaves, right? She goes, she's like, she's contacting all these people that Anna used to know, like mutual friends. They point her in directions. She gets into contact with a dude that had lent Anna some money.
Okay.
She finds out that this dude fucking basically bugged the fuck out of Anna, like, to the point where he was like, I'm gonna call the police on her.
Bugaboo.
He was German. He was German like Anna.
Okay.
He was like, I'm calling the police on you. I'm gonna get the fucking authorities involved. She's like, no. So she...
Anna, I need my money. And
apparently she was afraid of getting deported. So he's like, bitch, give me my fucking money. I'm calling the cops.
Okay.
She's like, here's your money.
Ice. I'm calling Ice.
Yeah, I'm calling Ice. I'm calling fucking Donald Trump. I'm calling whoever the fuck will listen.
He's not sending her ass back.
I'm calling whoever the fuck will listen to me. Because you owe me some fucking money. And bitch, I'm getting my fucking money.
Got it.
So, he got his money back.
But he had to... But
He hounded her for weeks. He hounded... And he says he hounded her for weeks.
It's crazy.
Before she paid him back. She's like, okay, I'm giving you this money. Right, like, yeah. He was like, bitch, I'm calling.
I bet you her accent. I'm calling everybody crazy. On your ass. She's got one of them crazy accents because, like, she's Russian and German by way of Paris. Yeah. And, like, she's fucking like.
She's like, I will call. Okay, I will give you the money. Please don't call the police on me. Please don't call the police. Please don't call the police on me. Okay, I am from France.
Shut up.
Like, her accent's fucking changing left and right. Bitch, give me my fucking money.
Give me my money.
Whatever. Okay. So, yeah. All of her, because of her fear, quote unquote, of being deported.
Right. All the tears.
So he tells Anna, I mean, he tells Rachel.
Rachel.
Well, Anna told me, this is what this bitch, she told me that she gets $30 at the beginning of every month, I mean $30, $30,000
uh-huh.
at the beginning of every month, but she blows through it like this. Like, just like.
So does she come from money in fact or no?
No, she don't come from shit. She don't come from dog shit.
Dog shit.
She told him that, and this is, she was like researching how to get in touch with her parents. She never finds out how to get in touch with her parents, her family, nothing. She can't find out shit on this bitch because this bitch basically was like, she done, any social media has nothing to do, her parents don't know shit about it and she don't know shit about them. Like, she left, cut off all contact with her family.
Oh, okay.
Her family.
Okay.
So, he told her, well, she told me she's getting $30,000 a month at the beginning of every month, but she blows through this money, right? But she's supposed to get $10 million on her 26th birthday. But because she's so fucking unstable and irresponsible, her father has put this money off, has postponed her fucking
inheritance
until her birthday.
But this
Except, or I'm sorry, until September after her birthday. until September. But which is happening in a few months after what's going on here.
But is that a fucking lie?
Yes. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Okay. Look at, I fell for it, and I don't even know the bitch.
Right. Okay. After her birthday, her 26th birthday, which has not happened yet.
It's an elaborate story.
But it's an elaborate fucking story, it's meant to buy time. I mean, they won't give me my money until I'm 26 and until September, because after September, for some reason, my father think I will be more responsible for the money, because, you know, when I turn 26, I will be irresponsible.
How you say more responsible?
Irresponsible. Adult. And then when I turn 26 and a few months after, I will be more responsible.
That makes sense, right? And no, she's probably saying all this shit, and you can't even understand her. Because I'm sure that accent.
That weird German-Russian accent going on.
That's a crazy accent. Okay.
So on the 4th of July, because this remember, this has not even happened yet. Like, her birthday hasn't even come up yet. Okay. Right? On the 4th of July, Rachel gets a call from Anna's personal trainer, who went on the trip, but mm-hmm. left early, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gets a call that Anna is fucking asleep on the personal trainer's fucking couch.
Oh,
she's like, this bitch has been sleeping on my couch and has nowhere to go. And 2 days later, she gets a call from Anna, a text from Anna.
Rachel gets a text.
And Rachel gets a text from Anna saying, can I stay with you?
You can eat my ass, like, bitch. Get out of here. Saying,
ew, that's so gross. Yeah, she's like, hell no, bitch.
Get
hell no.
Here.
So, the next day, after the text message, the day after, Anna calls her in tears, and she's like, I can't be alone. And Rachel's like, I'll meet you at your hotel. And Anna's like, I can't, I have to check out.
I love this.
I have to check out of the hotel. And Anna's like, I mean, Rachel's like, what the fuck? So.
Why? I would not have answered that.
She's like, can I come to your house? And so she says, like, okay, yeah, you can come over, but you can't stay.
Okay.
So, Anna comes over, and Rachel's like, no, you cannot fucking stay here. But, after like, their whole whatever happens, Rachel decides that, like, I have a conscience.
I'm a good person.
I feel so bad for her. So she calls her. She's like, yeah, you can stay here.
I'm such a good person.
So that night, Rachel orders some fucking salads, and they watch fucking,
Jerry Maguire.
No, it wasn't Jerry Maguire. It was a movie. I want to say Steel Magnolias. It wasn't Steel Magnolias, though. It was,
What was it about?
Oh, my God. I can't remember, but it was, like, one of those... Bridget Jones' Diary. They watched Bridget fucking Jones' Diary. Bridget Jones' fucking Diary. Okay.
Now we're best friends again.
Yeah. We'll eat some salads and watch Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so... Lana gets first. She's like, I can't take this no more. Goes to the police. Right?
Finally.
So, check this out, right? Though, she goes to the police station in New York, in Chinatown, New York, right? And they're like, because it's so much money, it's like 60 grand.
Yeah, it's grand larceny.
That she fucking, yeah, exactly. So, he's like, we can't help you. But you're so pretty. Why don't you start a GoFundMe to get your money back? Because you'll probably get all your money back because you're so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We can't help you, but you are pretty. We can't get...
And, oh, by the way, why don't you try the civil court?
Why don't you go put yourself up one of them internet websites?
Pretty much, yeah. Go start a GoFundMe. You'll probably get all your money back.
One of them internet websites.
And then, you know, why don't you just try the civil court? And the civil court's like, we can't do shit for you. This is way too much money. Civil court deals with $5,000 or less.
Okay, so I should go to civil court.
I really wouldn't.
For $300.
It's bullshit.
I know, it is bullshit, but it's the principality.
But you'll probably get your shit.
I want my shit.
But, I mean, you probably won't get it in the time frame that you want, but you'll probably get it. So, I mean, I wouldn't even waste my time. Because you still have to pay court fees, unless it gets on, like, Judge Judy or Judge Hatchett or... Not Judge
you
Hatchett.
You should take it to...
Look, that motherfucker, my ex, psycho motherfucker... tried to sue me for a jacket, and I had 3 court shows mailing me talking about, come on our show.
Are you kidding?
Didn't I tell you about this?
No. I know who you're talking
I never told
about.
You about this?
No.
Are you fucking... I swear. I got 3 fucking certified letters from Judge Doe fucking Brown.
Are you kidding?
From Judge Judy. And from fucking judge, another judge in like Chicago.
That's
talking about,
hilarious.
Come on our show to settle this fucking issue. And the guy, I called, one of the guys called me and he was like, yeah, you know, we got this. Because they checked the freaking local courts for like civil suits to see what's stupid.
Yeah.
And that fucking shit was stupid enough to make them be like, hey, we should get these dudes on our phone.
Shut up. He was trying to sue you for a fucking jacket.
For a jacket.
Didn't you mail it to him?
I did not. His jacket, which he left. Okay,
we don't have to talk about this.
He left his jacket, and his jacket ended up in some fucking donation shit.
Okay.
And he was trying to sue me for some bullshit. Oh, it's for Ethiopian leather. Motherfucker, your dumb fucking ass ain't suing me for no jacket. You're suing me because I don't want to talk to your stupid ass. That was the bottom line.
Ethiopian leather.
Ethiopian leather. Guess what? Your jacket ain't worth shit.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
That's why fucking Judge Judy wants you on her fucking show.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, we can talk about that at another time.
Let's check Bakersfield. They look like they've got plenty of drama.
They do. Apparently. Because and I was like, what the fuck is that? But I was like, they want us to come on their fucking show. And then I called. And I was like, why are... He was like, well, he already said yeah. And I was like...
He already said yeah, he wanted to come on the show. So you go do some go, we'll send you a ticket.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
What am I doing? Judge Judy, so she could yell at you. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
She wouldn't yell at me, she yelled at him for being stupid enough to sue him for fucking jacket. Anyway. My point is that her complaint was for more than $60,000.
Yeah.
They only handle like $3,000 at court, at the civil court.
I have to pee.
Thing.
Continue like I'm here. I'm here, guys.
I was laughing, though. Something was funny.
Okay. Yeah, because they were like, hey, why don't you start a fucking GoFundMe? Yeah.
Okay.
So, Rachel, like, she tries to go to civil court, and they're like, we can't do anything either because she owes you way more than we handle in the civil court. Mm-hmm. So, Anna stayed at the Beekman Hotel when she left the Bahamas. Morocco. I don't know why I said Bahamas. That's because that's where Jamal is from.
What you trying to say?
I'm trying to go to the Bahamas.
Morocco.
Okay. So, when they left Morocco,
better.
She checked in.
Better in the Bahamas.
Okay, apparently. She went to the fucking Beekman because she couldn't afford... Basically, she couldn't afford nowhere else. And everybody was like, we already know your ass, bitch.
Yeah, we're up.
So,
we're up on your... Because this is what she was... I mean, let me just kind of explain how she was getting away with this at these hotels.
Go ahead.
So, she would book the room and stay or whatever, and then... They would ask her for a credit card. And she's like, oh, no, I can't give you a credit card. Let me just send you a wire transfer.
Right.
So she was wiring money to these hotels.
Yep.
And she would just charge it up. She would eat on the room. She would, you know, stay as long as she can and do everything she could on the room. Mm-hmm. And as these...
Massages, spa treatments.
Exactly. And as the bill is, you know, getting bigger and bigger. The hotel is like, all right, well, we need to bill this bitch. We don't have a fucking credit card for her, and she cannot provide one because no one will give this bitch a fucking credit card because she
has no money.
She doesn't know how to manage money. She probably has bad credit, and she should have a history of this behavior.
No, she's not says who she is.
She's a fucking liar.
And that's the thing. Like, where did this start? Like, for some reason, nobody can trace where it fucking started.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, one day this bitch just popped up and was spending money. Like, what the fuck? How does this happen? Right? So.
She's a gremlin. She just popped up.
Yeah, she just popped up out of nowhere and was able to somehow acquire a loan from some bank.
That's crazy.
For however much money. You could get a secured credit card for that much money.
I think she had help. But anyway, go ahead.
That might have been the case, but So, Anna had been staying at the Beckman Hotel, the Beekman Hotel, I'm sorry, at the Beekman Hotel when she came back from Morocco, and she fucking couldn't pay her fucking shit. She racked up $11,518 in charges at the Beekman.
Yep.
They were like, bitch, get out! Boo! They kept her shit.
You gotta go. Yeah. She had shopping bags all over the room. She was out shopping.
She didn't, yeah, she was fucking disorganized. She had all her shit everywhere. She had fucking, exactly, bags, clothes, stuff everywhere.
Yep.
They were like, we're taking your fucking shit. You can pay us.
This is ours, bitch.
So they kept all her shit.
You see these fuzzy slippers? They're mine,
exactly,
bitch.
Somehow she got into the W New York. What the hell? I'm speaking backwards now.
It's the line.
The W New York Hotel. Mm-hmm. And for 2 days, racked up $503.76 in charges.
That's, I mean, for 2 days.
That she couldn't pay for.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A Motel 6 is like $36 a night.
Motel 6?
No! Oh. Bitch could have gone to a Motel 6.
Right, I'm just saying, that could have been like a $250 room.
A Motel 6 don't care who you, what your name is. They're like, give us your fucking car.
Oh, she couldn't even stay at a Motel 6.
Exactly.
Sad.
So she did her thing. Was like, my name is such and such, and I can give you such and such,
what
right?
What does that have to do with me?
So she charged... racked up $503.76 in debt at the W New York Hotel until they kicked her out.
Okay.
Which is still funny to me because even these paid-by-the-hour hotels require you to put a credit card down before they give you a room. Before they give you a room. You're a high-end hotel, so you think it's okay to just be like, I will take your...
It's again...
Take your name, put your name down, again, and you don't owe me any
don't
money
you know,
until...
Don't you know who I am?
I don't fuck who you are.
Don't you know
who
how
are
much
you?
I'm
are you Satan's spawn?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
You can call me.
Oh, Anna. Okay. Sign your name and some blood right here.
El Diablo.
Blood. No. I need blood. I need your name and blood. And then I need some fucking fire to prove that you are who you say are.
It's like...
Fuck that. I want my money right now. Give it to me. I will charge it to your account for the night. Yeah. If you don't stay all night, all right. I will charge you for the fucking hour.
Okay, where is Anna now?
Fuck. Anyway, so... gets kicked out of the W in New York. Bitch wants to go have lunch at the Le Parc, Meridian. The Le Parc Meridian fucking restaurant.
Le Parc Meridian.
And tries to dine and dash. Tries to dine and dash on like a $125 bill at the fucking restaurant. And gets caught. Bitch gets caught. And that's when, like, her world came imploding, including the fact that Rachel was like,
bitch.
But see, the New York Post did a story on her. I was like, this fucking fake heiress, this fake socialite.
Mm-hmm.
And she got upset about it. She's like, do you hear what they're calling me?
You're calling you a lying
ass
bitch.
They're calling me a fake socialite.
I never even said
imposter.
I was a socialite. I never even said I was a socialite.
They're saying this and they're saying that. She was upset about that. Not upset about the fact that she was fucking owing money. She was upset about the press that was saying, bitch ain't shit, basically.
Well, duh. It's like, oh, I'm going to focus on this one particular thing that is not true. That is not true. To distract you from the actual truth of 98% of this
story.
Right. So let's focus on this 2%. Don't look at that 98 because this one part is not accurate and obviously the rest is incorrect.
Exactly. So this New York Magazine story comes out. I'm sorry, New York Post story comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And the personal trainer
mm-hmm.
calls up Rachel and she's like, hey, we want to basically confront her and a bunch of other chicks. They're like, we want to confront her on this, so let's do this, you know, just because we want to help her. We want to help her, right? So they go and they confront her, and they're like, so there's this magazine store, and fucking Anna's like, did you hear what they're saying about me? They're saying I'm a fake socialite. They're saying I'm an imposter, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, meanwhile, they're like, well, you owe this and this and this, and you haven't paid this and this and this. And, like, she owes them money, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's
other
not...
friends and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're, like, trying to call her on her bullshit, and she's just like, She does not waffle from her story. One. She sticks to her fucking story 100%
to the point. Till you die.
To the point where she, like, I guess, is at the point where
guess
she's like,
guys, you want to know what?
I can't even talk about this anymore. Yeah. So I'm just going to sit here like a fucking zombie.
Guess what?
Anna's, so she sits there blank-faced like this.
Yeah, Anna's Book of Lies was her fucking address book.
Like,
with
like
all
this.
Of her friends' information in
blank-faced,
there.
Like.
All of those hotel rooms that she was staying in. All of those stores that she was shopping in. She had to have a line of credit with them if she was spending money with them. Those are her Book of Lies. And her little taint.
Blank face like,
what?
Like you could write a whole biography on her face and it wouldn't be hers.
I don't know. Like she's, why lie? Like.
Because that's Anna Sorokin, a.k.a. Anna Delvey.
The
sociopath and her.
That is so
decided.
Crazy.
We're wiping this fucking slate clean.
It was
this story. I'm sorry. I'm not defending this story anymore. I'm not talking about anything anymore. Blank face.
That's her way of
start over.
That's her way of getting out. So she's just like that. That's not true. It's not factual. I don't want to talk anymore. So if you want to talk about it some more, we can't talk anymore. And everybody still wants to talk about it because you owe them all this fucking money. So guess what? I'm not acknowledging that I stole all your fucking money. I made you pay all these bills for me. You bought all these clothes for me. You've taken me on trips. It's been a great time, but I'm not acknowledging any of that because it's not true.
Hi. Amanda Delvey.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh,
what's your name?
Don't touch me.
That's exactly what she did. She fucking blank slated that shit and was like,
and moved on.
If I met you again, we'd start all over.
What is that like? Like, it's like a
dissociative personality disorder.
Yeah, that bitch. She can eat one. Anyway.
So, hold on. We got a little bit more left. Just about literally like a minute and a half. So, okay. Rachel calls the DA's office. I'm sorry. No, she emails the DA's office. And she emails them a link to the article from the New York Post.
Oh, what she wrote. Didn't she write that?
She didn't write that. No, she wrote an article for Vanity Fair.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Okay.
Later. But there was already an article in the New York Post about her because she'd been fucking people over for years. Right? So, she writes them a fucking email, the DA's office, and she's like, I think this girl is a con artist. And they fucking call her. Instead of emailing her right back, they call her and they're like, she answers the phone, hello. And they're like, we think you're right.
Duh.
Like, not even like, hey, so tell us your story. Like, we think you're fucking right.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Of course.
So it's like, from this bitch is a con artist to this, you're fucking right, to we're suing this bitch for everything and this bitch is going to jail for fucking fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they immediately call her to, you know, they immediately call her back. She answers the phone. They're like, we think you're right. So, in 2013, I'm sorry.
2013?
Yeah, we're already past that. I'm sorry. So,
2018.
They bring her up on the charges for fucking Beckman and New York and the park. They also filed the charges against her for fucking fraudulently because she supplied fraudulent freaking documents to get that $22 million loan.
She got it.
She didn't get the loan.
Okay, but she did give them paperwork.
She supplied, fraudulent, falsified documents.
Okay.
To get this $22 million loan, which she got from this $100,000 loan from another fucking bank, which she also supplied fraudulently fucking.
Supplied
fraudulent documents from drinking too much. Yes, has been drinking too much.
Yes, has been drinking too much.
So bitch is in jail right now.
Good.
Is in prison. She's in prison.
And now fucking they want to make a fucking Netflix.
And now they're
about
making
this dirty hoe.
Her and fucking Sean. Oh, and check this out. So the judge was like, bitch, you're not focused enough on this case because you are too preoccupied with this fucking television show coming out about your fucking ass.
Maybe she just wants celebrity. Maybe that's why she did it. I want to know her reasoning behind this because she's a dirty hoe.
She will never divulge her reasoning because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Those types of people never divulge their reasoning. They never divulge their methodology.
Yeah.
They're just like... I deserve
everything this money.
They get.
I deserve this money.
Yeah.
I deserve this money. Well, let
me
tell you.
There is there is a law against unjust enrichment for people who are in prison.
What does that mean?
Basically, like, they can't make money off of any book.
Oh, yeah.
Any TV show.
Somebody has to, like, file an injunction or something. She didn't kill anybody. But, she didn't kill anybody. So yeah, that's the thing. Like, if it's like, true. If there's
but
like
it's still a felony what she did.
It's still a felony. There's still victims, but she didn't kill anybody, so they don't really care about that. And they probably would like her to make money so she can give them
back their money.
Their fucking money. Go ahead, girl. Make that money. So,
there's that.
This is our longest episode ever. Oh my God, it's so crazy. So, I wanted kind of. I know. I kind of want to let you guys know about the history of
con women. There's obviously, we've learned from lots Anna,
there's lots of women out there conning. I'm sure some of you guys know. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But I want to tell you about Big Bertha Hyman.
Big Bertha.
Her name is Big Bertha Hyman.
Was she like big?
I will tell you about her. She is known as the Confidence Queen.
Girl, if I could get away with some confidence shit, I would.
Yeah, the Confidence Queen. So,
I don't think people would believe me, but okay.
So Anna, they call her Big Bertha. Anna. Big
her
Bertha.
Name was Anna?
No, her name wasn't Anna. Her name was Big Bertha Hyman. Her name was Bertha.
Hyman?
She was.
Virgin Hyman?
I don't know, maybe. She was 5 foot, 4.5 inches,
oh my God.
245 pounds.
Wow.
And so, like, she was a criminal.
She's like, oh, no,
she was. Yeah, she would con people just for shits and giggles. Like, men. She would just say she was only interested in getting the money. Like, she would want, if she could get their money, she would take their money. And she was like, you look like a mark, so I'm going to go ahead and try and get your money.
What kind of money? Like, what was she doing?
She would present herself as a wealthy woman.
I got money.
Yeah, like, she would dress very nicely. I have money. And she would present herself as the wealthy woman who was not able to get a hold of her money.
Right.
Or would, you know, promise money. Or, like, exactly. So, mm-hmm. One story was, she was, like, on a train, and she would just hustle random people for different dollar amounts.
Train.
And this was going on in, like, 1851.
This is the
1800s? Uh-huh, 1851.
Okay.
Big Bertha. So she met this train conductor, and somehow they struck up conversation, and she was saying that she pays this person to maintain her land or whatever, her estate, for $6,500 a year. And so she convinces, and she's telling him about this opportunity, and he's like, well, oh, I'll do it for you. And she says that she'll pay him, like, $3,500 a year.
To maintain her estate?
Her estate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Her land as a groundskeeper and keep everything all in order for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And she's like, okay, great. Quit your job and come and work for me. And he's like, okay, sounds great. And so he comes to work for her, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get my hands on some money so I can do this, that, and the other, but I can't get my hands on my money from my estate. I need to, she sells him this story. So he's like, oh, well, you know, I will sell some stuff from my house, and I'll give you all the money that I have to help you because you're super wealthy, and you'll be able
to sell my shit.
Yeah, and you'll be able to pay me back.
What?
Right. And so he sells his shit. She gets his money, and there's no job. Pretty much.
He sells his shit. She gets his money. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And so, and she was just like, she's a fucking asshole. Like, she met this guy in like 1880, and she just hustled him. And so she's just well known. She would go to jail and still, she would hustle her lawyers into
in jail.
Yes, in jail. Making them think that she came from money, that she was very wealthy, and that, okay, well, I'll be able to provide you with this money.
Well, back then, it was really hard to do due diligence.
Very hard to do due diligence. Well, she apparently wasn't about spending the money. She wasn't interested in spending the money. She would actually give it to the poor. So I wrote down, this bitch was fucking Robin Hood.
Yeah, she was Robin Hood of fucking Connors.
She was Robin Hood of Connors. So she just, I mean, like, she had a nice house. She was very simple. But she was just about the sale, if you will. About
so
getting
it was
the con.
The thrill of getting the money. Thrill. Yeah. So it wasn't actually getting the money. It was the thrill of
conning of someone.
Yeah.
But she didn't just con men. Because first I was like, oh, okay, you know, I mean, I'm not into man hating or anything like that. But I thought it was funny. But she would con old ladies too. So she would just, it was the thrill.
What?
She's a bitch. A Big Bertha. And the funny thing is, like, they would have, like, you know, like, trading cards. Because criminals would have trading cards.
Yeah, they have those now.
They would explain them. So they would say on her card,
She was a stout, gross-looking woman,
oh my God,
yet having a somewhat pleasing face.
So she was pretty but fat.
She had crazy fucking eye. I'll put her picture up. She had a crazy eye. Oh my gosh. She I mean, like, she had like a round face. Like, you could tell she was a larger woman. You really can't tell how tall she is, but she does have a wonky eye. Anyway,
bet you fat with a wonky eye.
Yeah, she's the confidence queen. I learned some information from her from, like, I think it was like mentalfloss.com.
Oh my God.
But she's in also in a book, Women Swindlers in America, which is funny.
Okay.
Big Bertha Hyman. Heyman. Maybe it's Heyman. H-E-Y-M-A-N. Heyman.
H-E-Y-M-A-N.
Heyman.
Yeah.
Heyman. Anyway.
Heyman, yeah.
So that was our longest episode ever. But hey, send us your liars. Tell us about your situations. I want to know the tea. I love learning more about people and hearing about your gossip. I love it. So, send us an email at bookofliespodcast@gmail.com.
Oh yeah. And since we didn't start out this fucking episode. We didn't start out this episode with our intro. I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And this is Book of Lies.
The podcast.
The
podcast. Bum, bum, bum.
And...